With the primary election a month away, fundraising totals are out for all candidates for state government races. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez joins us to talk about the numbers. Hi, Alexandra.
Hey, Lori.
So, Alexandra, let's start big. How did the candidates for governor do?
Well, all three candidates, that's incumbent Governor Sean Parnell, Democratic candidate Byron Mallott, and independent candidate Bill Walker, all kind of raised in the same band of spending. Mallott actually did the best this period, which ran through February, raising nearly $300,000. Parnell came right behind him with $286,000, and then Walker raised about $260,000. Of course, that said, Parnell, because he's already been raising money for so long, is well ahead of any of them. He still has about almost $500,000 left in the bank, where Walker and especially Mallott have spent a lot of the money they've raised. Mallott has had to do a decent amount of self-financing, putting $50,000 of his own money towards the race, and Walker's had to do even more. He's put $170,000 of his own cash up front, basically. But going into November, it's going to be a tricky situation for Mallott, it looks like, especially because he's only got $66,000 left about. That's not a lot of money when you're facing an incumbent governor who has nearly $500,000 left. And the way he spent his money is also kind of interesting. Looking at his expenditures, it looks like he's got a pretty big campaign operation, lots of staff, lots of money spent on offices. He spent $50,000 on polling, but there's been very, very little money spent on things that increase name recognition. Parnell, of course, he's kind of, you know, sitting pretty as the incumbent with a boatload of cash, and he's spent his money, it seems, fairly conservatively on the campaign, and he also just doesn't have to spend as much to be known.
Alexandra, there's also a competitive Democratic primary for lieutenant governor this year. How does the number two spot fit into things?
Well, I think that's especially interesting, especially when you look at the governor's fundraising numbers. Parnell is basically going to be paired with Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan unless some sort of miracle happens. And so right now, Mayor Sullivan isn't spending any more money on the campaign so much because he doesn't have to. He's got a competitor, but very little known. So he'll bring $15,000 to the Parnell campaign. Now, if you look at the Democratic race for lieutenant governor, you have two candidates. You have Hollis French, an Anchorage senator who's been in the legislature for a dozen years and run for governor before and is well known in the party. And then you have Bob Williams, a teacher who's from the MATSU and a first-time candidate. So Bob Williams has run kind of this upstart campaign, and he's raised a lot more money than expected, but he's also had to spend that money to be known. So where French raised over $60,000 in the same period, William raised about $30,000, but French hasn't had to spend that money so much. So Williams would only have about $13,000 to bring to the Mallott campaign if he pulled off an upset, where French actually has more money in the bank than Mallott does at this point. French has about $70,000 to carry over to Mallott's $66,000.
Are we seeing anything interesting in the legislative races?
Well, with the legislative races, the people who raised the most money this period tended to actually be these Democratic upstarts, the winner in fundraising this period was Claire Ross, who is running for state Senate against Mia Costello, who's already been serving in the legislature as a representative for half of that district. She raised about $62,000, more than any other candidate. And then right behind her was Harry Crawford, who is a former Democratic legislator who's challenging Kathy Giesel. He raised $50,000. And then you have Lori Hummel, who is a new candidate who is challenging Representative Gabrielle Ledoux, and she raised about $47,000. And so all of these numbers look really impressive if you take them on their own. But if you look at how much money the people they're challenging have already raised, all of these candidates are still behind. So, you know, take Claire Ross, for instance. Even if she was the top fundraiser this cycle, Mia Costello still has, you know, almost three times as much money left over because she's an incumbent. She's been able to fundraise for longer. She's been known longer. People have already given her money. And that's the case with all of these people.
Alexandra, thanks for crunching the numbers for us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez.